Blog Talk Radio.
Drunkie, yo told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time. Thought I'd make it out. No, no. No.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice. But the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who tryna get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop tryna take drugs, I refer to myself. Tryna better myself, tryna better my health. But
all my life, trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them about to lap niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a playing his tunes all day in my room. Thinking, damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life,
trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time.
Never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
They
couldn't
keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Stack the spice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I'm married to this gang, that's who I made my wife. after I die alone, I told that bitch she probably right. One thing that's for sure, not a stranger to this life. Got a safe that's full of Franklin and a shoulder full of stripes. I don't know a nigga like myself. I stay self-made, meaning I design myself. County jail fade, you can pull my file yourself. Spot rage, swallow rocks, I'm getting high myself. Nah, damn right I like the life I built. I'm from West Side 60, shit, I might got killed. Standing so tall, they think I might got still. Legendary baller like Mike, like Will. 96 Impala, thug life on wheels. Up against the wall, squabble at Fox Hill. Like a motherfucking boss, ask me how I feel. Successful street nigga touching them first meals. Whoa. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, I got everything I said I was gon' get on my kid. In addition to that fact, I went legit. I'm the shit now, according to the way that I'm positioned. In the biz, it look like I'm just gon' keep on getting rich. Ah, know that Westside RSCs is us. LAPD on my dick, I'ma squeeze and bust. If a rap nigga diss, switch cheese and bust. All this rap money, nigga, look, I need too much. Money, loyalty, and love, in the dream we trust. You be switching up the players on your team too much. Honey Cobby, that's my love, Young Supreme, what's up? And we travel around the world getting cream or what? Ain't you get off on whoever hustles seem to rush? Las Vegas strip pop, yeah, you creamed and punks. After all that looking tough, all he seen was stunts. 50 Cent and Mayweather flee the scene with us. True story. All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life. All my life, been grinding all my life. Hustle paid the price, wanna slice, got to roll the dice, that's why, all my life, I've been grinding all my life, look.
I don't even wanna fucking talk to these niggas. Let's just show them.
Yeah. I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. So you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer safe, I'm the filler type. Black tuxedo and the force is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times. I'm in. My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my talk niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall, like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone in college paid off, so I gave it to him. Send my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You You ain't gotta talk behind his back, yeah, 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 yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my nigga needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Danced with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to gate it to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it. Silent for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Peace was good. We're back at it. We had a couple issues the last couple blog talk Thursdays that we had scheduled. Some technical difficulties. But we try to work through it. Ultimately, it caused us to make some changes. So we'll go back and we'll update everything. But right now, we adjusted the name of the show, the purpose of the show, and we're not going to spend too much time. We're just going to dive right in. So hope everybody doing good out there. Let me say this real quick. We don't operate Blog Talk. That's not, we subscribe to them. Right, and subscribing to Blog Talk, we pay for our subscription. So in order for us to have this time to talk to you all, the audience, we have to pay for it. Like, this is not, you know, free. We're not just hanging out. We're not just chilling. Like, you know, this is something that costs, and it takes up our time. And then on top of that, it just seems like the folks that are out there are having a hard time following directions. So Blog Talk is a podcast type platform. The success of the shows depend on callers calling in, not people mysteriously hiding behind whatever they're hiding behind. They don't want to call in, but as soon as I open the chat, then they're quick to come in and give some type of comment or feedback as if I actually care. I really don't. The purpose of the chat is for us at Law Life Academy or the Law Full Scoop Show or whatever you want to call it, is for us to share resources with those that are actually on the calls weekly. So we haven't been as consistent as we'd like because there's so many different manipulation that's happening, and it's a bit frustrating. But nonetheless, you know, you all go at it the way you go at it, and from here on out, going to go at it the way we want to go at it. So we're tired of trying to accommodate everybody, and everybody's entitled to have an opinion. I would tell you that I cared about your opinion, but I care about your opinion as much as you care about mine. All right? which is not a lot. So at the end of the day, for those that are going to continue to try to listen in and scoop up whatever they can, that's fine. Not worried about it anymore. You know, we're on a short, timetable for a lot of these back and forth with you all. So we wanted to do something different. So what we were trying to offer is realistically information that benefits everyone. So tonight I'm going to do something quick and then I'm going to get out of here again, because I'm not here to entertain y'all. If you have questions, the number to call is 563-999-3458. If you have a question, you press 1, and we'll be able to take your question. A lot of times, I've noticed that when people did call in, they'll call in, raise their hand, and when they don't get picked on right away, they disengage or whatever the case may be from the call log. And that's fine, too, right? But we have information that we want to share, and there's days that we come in and we just want to talk to people, but folks aren't present for that. So if you're coming in, calling in, we want to be able to cover some information before we go to the call line. So don't expect, or please don't put your expectation on us that we're just going to answer your question because you wanted to just ask a quick question. So if you have situations like that, you can go to lowlifeacademy.com and click on our resource center and definitely take advantage of our consultation. So I'm going to literally withdraw from a lot of the babysitting that I've been doing, a lot of the engaging that I've been doing, and overcompensating just to ensure that people are clear on a lot of these things. Moving forward, we just can't afford to continue to do that. So today, we're just going to take a quick little peek into something, and I thought this was interesting. I wanted to pull some of this up before I got on the airway with you all. It's just something that just caught my attention. So I might just go ahead and discuss that, right? So let's see. Let me pull up the Florida Constitution real quick. I just want to see something. Copy 1885. That's what we want. Once we have that, I need to double check. Okay. I don't know if this is the right one, but we're going to rock with this because it's what we'll put here. All right. So let me double check something, and then we can jump right in. So I'm looking at oaths of office, you know, how our folks are commissioned to play the roles that they're playing and what that paperwork looks like. I don't remember what year this particular package was, but one of the times what we ended up doing was we got a handful, quite a bit, to be honest with you, and I don't think this is the whole batch, but we got quite a bit of oaths of offices and that's oath of office. We got their commission, and we got their certificate that proves that, right? So we're going to go through some of this, and I just thought it was interesting, and it's crazy. I can't remember when we did this, but this is early 2014, no, my late 2014, early 2016, that we pulled, and in this particular batch that I'm looking at, I pulled it. So I'm going to go through some of it with you, but I want to look up this code because there's several codes on here that I thought were interesting, and they're not on everyone's. because I keep going back and forth trying to double check to see if it's on everyone's, but it's not. And I'm just thinking, how crafty, how cunning. All right. So go to that. And they're probably talking about their most updated stuff, too. So I'm not going to look at their most updated anything. Scroll above that. Okay, that's one. And that's two. Okay. So this means that they added stuff. So I'd have to go back and look at that. Yeah, they definitely added. They definitely have this stuff, even though they don't tell us what year constitution they're looking at. But you know what? Let me do that right now. See if it pulls it up for me. Let's go with this one. See what it says. All right. Yep, this is it. So this is how we've evolved. But in the most modern 1998, okay. Okay. What they've done is they've embellished the laws as to how we know it from 1885 as the Florida Constitution. So in the current laws, Section 5 says public officers, no person holding any office under any foreign government or civil office under the United States or any other state shall hold any office of honor under the government of this state. No person shall hold at the same time more than one office under the government of this state and the county and municipalities therein, except that a notary public or military officer may hold another office. So no republics get away with holding multiple offices. And any officer may be a member of a Constitution Revision Commission, Taxation and Budget Reform Commission, Constitutional Convention, or statutory body having only advisory powers. So you're looking at this stuff, you know, being adopted all the way back in, seems like 1998, and it continues. B says, each state and county officer before entering upon the duties of the office shall give bond as required by law and shall swear or affirm. So here's the thing. They just told you that every officer has their duties and responsibilities, but they must be bonded and they must take an oath. Excuse me, I'm not feeling the greatest, so I've been struggling all week. So it says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States. Of the United States of America and of the state of Florida, not Florida State, that I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of whatever the office is on which I am now about to enter. And then they add in that religious feast. So help me God. And thereafter shall devote personal attention to the duties of office and continue in office until a successor qualifies. C, the powers, duties, compensation, and method of payment of state and county officers shall be fixed by law. Obviously, they're talking about statute, right? A lot of this is, yeah, I would probably get lost trying to study this version of the Constitution because it has so much additional concepts that are not in the original. Vague enough, but they weren't spelled out like this. So great that they gave us the how to swear and all that stuff. So let me go back to the actual Constitution I pulled up. And I'm going to just read what that section used to say, but what it says and how we use it. So the powers of the government, and we're talking about state of, shall be divided into three departments: legislative, executive, and judicial. No person properly belonging to one of the departments shall exercise any powers appertaining to either of the others except in case expressly provided by this Constitution. So, they do a word find. Let's look up notary. And there is no notary. Nothing. Just say no to me. Ah, there you go. Okay, so let's go into this section here. So, if we're backtracking, all of this is in, this is, I haven't done this in a while. This is all captured in the Constitution. And I found it. I found the So Help Me God stuff that they were talking about. So it says in the Florida Constitution, right, the seat of government shall be at the city of Tallahassee in the county of Leon. You have to go look up Ponce de Leon. You get the historical aspect of Florida. But it says each and every officer of this state, this is 1885 Constitution, including the members of the legislative, shall, before entering upon the discharge of his official duties, take the following oath of office. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and the state of Florida, that I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state, and I will and faithfully perform the duties of blank on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Now that sounds 100% identical. Let me go back. So that I will support, protect, and defend Constitution. Yep, 100%, right? So I see what they did here in their updated versions, but found it. It says the same thing. The salary of each officer shall be payable quarterly upon his own requisition. So he has to turn in his receipts to get paid, or, you know, his claim to get paid. All county officers shall hold their respective offices and keep their official books and records. So you got to understand. So county officers, they have to keep official books and records at the county seat of their counties. And the clerk and sheriff, shall either reside or have a sworn deputy within 2 miles of that county seat. So either the clerk or the sheriff needs to be within a 2 mile radius, or they need to deputize someone to be in that 2 mile radius from where their office is located. All right. Let's see. In the public lands, laws, judicial, everything. So it continues, they jump around. So in between, there's a lot of different things. So I'm trying to get back to my search. Nope. They say no extra compensation shall be made to any officer, agent, employee, or contractor after the service shall have been rendered or the contract made, nor shall any money be appropriated or paid on any claim, the subject matter of which shall not have been provided for by pre-existing laws, unless such compensation or claim be allowed by bill passed by two-thirds of the members of the House. All right? So no extra compensation. The present seal of the state shall be and remain the seal of the state of Florida, and the present state emblem shall be and remain the emblem of the state of Florida. Now, let's get into some of the stuff that y'all like. So here it says the sureties, listen up, the sureties upon the official bonds of all state officers shall be residents of and have sufficient visible property unencumbered within the state, right? Unencumbered means it's not leaned up, it's not, at the mercy of some creditor, so to speak, right? They need to have those visible property, and they say sufficient visible property within the state. No exempt, not exempt from sale under legal process, right? So that means that at any point, if you needed to go after, let's say their bond wasn't enough, and you needed to go after their livelihood, take their house, take their cars, take their boats, take, you know, everything, they have to have those things. And it says it right here. They have to have those things in order to satisfy any suits that may come about, right? To make good their bonds, right? And the sureties upon the official bonds of all county officers shall reside within the counties where such county officers reside. So they have agencies that house these things. Now, what's crazy is it's supposed to be at the county level. That's what it says here. I don't believe that's the case everywhere. And have sufficient visible property therein, unencumbered and not exempt from sale under legal process. Same thing again. All right. So all state, county, municipal officers shall continue in office. Same thing. Expiration, successors are duly qualified. I just read that. Now we get into the notary stuff. So it says, no person holding or exercising the function of any office under foreign government, under the government of the United States, or under any other state shall hold any office, honor, or profit under the government. So they can't have no honor, and I'm not going to expound on that. If you know, you know. And they can't make profit. And we know, you know, courthouses are banks, and we know the game that's being played behind the scenes. So everyone's in it for profit, you know, to extend their legacy. So, and no person shall hold or perform the functions of more than one office under the government, provided notary public's militia officers, county school officers, which is currently omitted. So county school officers and commissioners of deeds may be elected or appointed to fill any legislative, executive, or judicial office. So pay attention. Notary publics, you can fill a judicial office. I keep telling y'all, if you don't have someone, you know, that you can work closely with as a notary, you know, you need to probably figure that out. But these individuals get to play all three branches if they wanted to, all right? So let's see if there's more. I think that's the only time that they mentioned a notary. So I'm not going to beat a dead horse with this because I don't see anything else. Okay. Do that there. Yep, that's the only time it's mentioned, it seems. All right. So I'm going to leave that there for a second. A lot more interesting things in here. I got to go back through this. Let me, before I go, this is crazy because this is crazy, and I don't want to start, you know, any so-called, I'm trying to find the politically correct way of saying this, but any dissension, I guess, amongst our community. But it says here, all marriages between a white person and a Negro, or between a white person and a person of Negro descent to the fourth generation inclusive, are hereby forever prohibited. The term felony, whenever it may occur in this Constitution or in the laws of the state, shall be construed to mean any criminal offense punishable with death or imprisonment in the state penitentiary. That's felony. No private property nor right of way shall be appropriated to the use of any corporation or individual until full compensation therefore shall be first made to the owner or first secured to him by deposit of money, which compensation, irrespective of any benefits from any improvement proposed by such corporation or individual, shall be ascertained by a jury of 12 men in a court of competent jurisdiction as shall be prescribed by law. All right. So I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to go back to what I was talking about with this law stuff. So before I go to the call line, I see y'all. Give me a second. I want to point some things out as it relates to this. So here's what the state of Florida, and I'll probably post these on IG or something, just so you all can see and have access to, actually, it'd probably be on TikTok. I don't really mess with the IG thing like that. So so it says, I, blank, governor of the state of Florida, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of this state, do hereby commission, and then that person was commissioned, who was duly elected on the second, and this was back in 04, that this commission was given, and it says they were to be clerks of a particular court for a term beginning on the fourth day of January the following year until the fifth day of January the following, 4 years later, excuse me, according to the Constitution and laws of this state and in the name of the people of the state of Florida, to have, hold, and exercise the said office and all the powers and responsibilities appertaining thereto, and to receive the privileges. And I could never really say this word, but it's emoluments thereof in accordance with the law. I got to look that up. I don't know what the hell that is. Let me look this up, because I never stopped to even know what the hell they're talking about. So, monuments, payment for an office or employment. So, it's compensation, right? All right, perfect. So, now we know. So, you're getting to receive privileges and compensation thereof in accordance with the law. So, they didn't just say compensation. They had to be difficult. So, let me blow this up a little bit so I can read the fine print. In testimony whereof, I do hereunto set my hand and cause to be affixed the great seal of the state of Tallahassee, of the state at Tallahassee, excuse me, the capital, blah, 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 independence. And they said the year, and it was signed by the secretary and the governor. So here's what I found interesting. So the next thing that came along with that was the oath of office. So one, I got their commission because I asked for their commission. So that's what I just read to you, the commission. And then asked for their oath of office, and we got their oath of office. But this is just crazy because we do things not like this. And I think seeing is believing, you know, for people to really get an understanding of what it is that they're doing when they're being tricksters. All right. So just reading it to you is not going to get the message across, but I'll do the best that I can to explain it to you. So it says, State of Florida Oath of Office, I do solemnly, it doesn't give a name, it's just I. So, you know, when we do these so-called under penalty of perjury and all this stuff, i.e. typically in your affirmations or affidavits, you're saying, like, you know, I blank so-and-so, right? So it's I, Don Bay, right? So I, Don Bay, but that's not how they're doing it. So no one's taking these oaths is what I want to point out to you, right? They're just going through the formalities, but they're not perjuring themselves, and I'll tell you why. And this is how things get, you know, a little bit crazy when you all go to court and you're not getting the way that you want to get. Your things are being, you know, thrown left, right, and center. It's because you're not centered, all right? So it says, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution. Same thing as in the Constitution, that I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties, clerk, on which I am now about to enter, and it says, so help me God. What's crazy is to all of that. So I do solemnly swear is in all caps, right? And then under penalties of perjury, I declare that I have read the foregoing oath and that the facts stated in it are true. But what facts were there? There's no facts there. I could be anyone, right? Serving as clerk, because that's all it says. And what's interesting is under, let me see if I still have that pulled up, because I don't know if y'all know about these things, but what stood out to me as I was just, I just was looking. A lot of you all have heard of the use of brackets or how it pertains to what they consider to be four-corner rules. So in this instance, I'm going to read to you all the use of brackets on certain information on a form, on certain information on a form. Now, you all use brackets on every form that you fill out, every form, because they got to tell you, put your first name here, put your last name here, put your middle name here, they tell, put your date of birth here, put your social here, and it's typically in brackets. So pay attention, because you all are not aware, but the opposite side, meaning those that are continuously taking advantage of our lack of knowledge, are fully aware of how these things work, and they use them. So it says the use of brackets on certain information on a form combines a grammar device. It's a grammar device. Think about it. It's a grammar device with legal theory to legally isolate whatever is in the bracket from the body of the text within the surrounding contract. So here it is that they took an oath to uphold this contract. And I haven't gotten to the four corners yet. I just want to make sure I'm jumping back and forth a little bit. So actually, I can just bring this closer, I think. Oh, shoot. I hope I didn't go too far. Shucks. Way too far. So how did I get so far that way if I don't like this stuff? I'm trying to bring them closer together. Give me a second. So I can just go from one tab to the next instead of trying to search because I think I just lost my space. In any instance, I'll find it back in a second. Here. Under penalties of perjury, I declare that I have read the foregoing oath and that the facts stated in it are true. But as I said, there aren't any facts. The facts that they would be stating is county of, they typed in, Miami-Dade, right? That's the duties they're going to perform. Those are the facts. But there is no one identified. Who is I? I is a person. Huh. All right. So what's interesting is that the penalty of perjury is in all caps also. I thought that was interesting. Come on, where did I put this thing? Don't disappear on me. Did I go too far? I shouldn't have messed with this thing. I got so many different tabs open. It's not funny. All right. So the four corner rules just basically says, and I'm not going to go back to it. I can't find it. It just basically says anything in a box is not a part of the contract. You just heard me read that. So they use the term, the brackets first, but the box is the same concept. So if you're filling out a passport application, everything that's in the box is not a part of the contract. So you all have to, you know, be aware of these things and stop allowing these folks to simply pull the wool over your eyes and have you fooled. All right, so then it's signed, and then it's dated, and then below there's an acceptance. And it says, again, this is the acceptance. I accept the office of the clerk. And then they gave their address, which is not a part of that section. It's just my mailing address is, and it drops down, and they give out their mailing address. Person taking oath, signed. Oh, I just realized I found the actual form. Person taking oath, sign on line one above, sign acceptance on line number three. All right, so the person taking the oath, which was above, needed to sign on line one, so they signed there. Then they need to come down below for the acceptance and sign on line three. And this should give you all insight. So let me segue into trust for a second. A lot of people say that they are skilled at, you know, helping people figure out how to administer their trust. Well, one of the biggest things that I've seen that continues to negatively impact our community is the fact that a lot of people are running into these positions, but they're not accepting the position. I'll just leave it at that, all right? So this contract was signed, and there's nothing there. There's nothing in this contract except for a position and a name being specifically documented. So in this instance, now when they're talking about mailing address, it's not in Four Corner Rules, all right? Now, for the certificate, I'm going to jump down. I went and got the commission for one of the judge. I believe she was the chief judge at the time. And it says, this is a different governor now. It says, I, governor, just like we expected the other one to say, I name, and then governor of Florida, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution of the laws, do hereby commission, and they commission this judge who was duly elected, so on and so forth, same stuff that I just read. It's the same commission. What's interesting with this one is there is no Four Corner Rules except for when they put in a note. So on the oath of office, I, again, the do solemnly swear is not in all caps, but there is no name. There is nothing on this contract. And they would reject this type of paperwork from you were you to submit it. And let me say, all of these things are notarized. So the mere fact that they're notarized, right? And I would tell you, these notaries are either their, you know, actually his wasn't even notarized. Actually, his wasn't even notarized. Oh, get out of here. This is insane. But when I did this back in the so-called day, I was so green to all of this stuff, I didn't see half of this. But I see it now, right? So they're pointed to title of office, circuit court, on which I am about to enter, so help me God. They say, if you affirm, you may omit the word, so help me God, because you're not swearing anymore. And then they give us the statute for that. So signature, and then this is the whole jurat for the notary. It's built into this one, except they didn't do it for the governor, which is crazy, all right? So then at the bottom, same thing, I accept the office, blah, blah, blah. That's what I meant with the trust, all right? Hint, hint. All right, so goes down again, and she has a later one. So that one was, let's see. This was when she first got into the position. And they don't even give the full year. This is just so crazy. No, they didn't. I don't know what the heck these people are doing. 2011 on this one. Okay, I'll roll with that. So 23, no, that doesn't make sense. In any instance, this second one that she did, which was for 04, that's why they have the board. But this one, her second time in, it's like she got with the big boys and they see that she was a part of the whole thing. And now hers look exactly like the governor. Exactly. The only difference is she hand wrote her stuff in. But I do solemnly swear, all caps. All right? This one, not notarized. All right? And then I have a third one for her, same thing again. And that one, still not notarized. I know I have a bunch more. But seeing is going to be believing on this. Let me run to the call line just in case there's any questions that that you all wanted to chime in on. I wanted to give you some background just on the oath, looking that stuff up in the Constitution so you can see where it comes from, and then looking at what they are doing and how they're manipulating these things. So I'm going to call her 213-761. Peace. It's good. Caller, you're live. Hello? Thank you for that. So with that being said, I'm going to post those pictures that I have a little bit later. So I'll put them on one of these platforms so y'all can see. And with that being said, if there is no questions, comments, or anything like that, that's it. Catch you next time. Peace.